Start the show.
Two bears, one cave. Making it hot and looking good. He's Bert Kreischer. I'm Tom Segura.
Let's just put the pedal to the metal and go. This is a perfect way to start off this show. 12 years in the making. It's gonna be a fucking shit show.
Everyone's gonna make it a hate. 100%.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Two Bears, One Cave. We are wrapping up the great month of October. It's Sober Octobert.
Initially we called it Sober Octobert because it was an intervention for me.
Right.
And that Sober October was a thing. But then I think everyone thought that I tried to co-opt it and like make it Sober Octobert. Because like then last year I remember posting Sober Octobert and everyone was like, oh, I guess we'll just make it about you, Bert. I was like, I thought that was what it was in the first place. But yeah, these shirts are available at Homage, and all the proceeds go to St. Jude's. Some of the proceeds go to St. Jude's.
Some of them?
I don't know how that works. I don't. I'll tell you this. I don't make any money off this shirt. So these Sober October shirts are at. You can get them even though if it's November and you're watching this. You can get them at Homage. They're actually really comfortable. Homage makes great shirts.
They do.
They've got a great memorial shirt that Tom loves.
I'm mortified that happened. And they're like, "What did you think about him?" I'm like, "Who?
Who? Are you talking about?" Yeah. But check these shirts out. Go to Homage.com. They're great people. And
Yeah. All right. We're almost done with the month. Technically, right now I'm in Europe.
Wait, how is this happening? We recorded it early.
Yeah,
guys.
We did.
Wow, secret time.
But I got to tell you, of all the places I've been, Paris just feels like home.
Do you have tickets to sell in Paris?
Yep. It's the only place that I was like, holy shit, this really was a bad idea.
Why did you pick Paris out of all the places?
Okay, they initially brought me an 18-city tour. I was like, I have young children, man. So
fucking 18-city. Where all are you going in Europe?
It starts in Budapest, then Berlin, then Antwerp, Amsterdam.
Antwerp's amazing.
Is it?
I loved Antwerp. And by the way, I have hated Belgium my entire life.
Why?
Because the only place I'd ever been to Belgium was Brussels, and Brussels is disgusting.
Why is it disgusting?
Well, let me rephrase that. I'd only been to the subway station in Brussels. I never actually walked out of the subway station, and I got pickpocketed, so I hated Brussels because of that one experience. I've only been to Brussels twice, actually.
Okay.
I got pickpocketed once, and the other time I was so scared I was going to get pickpocketed, I hustled through there, grabbed a baguette and a bottle of wine, and got another train to Amsterdam.
This reminds me of when you go, I haven't had a drink in, I don't even know how long. I'm like, I thought you had a drink the other night. I had like two drinks the other night.
You know, I'm thinking about giving Leanne a fucking cease and desist on fucking podcasts. Do you hear how she lights me up? She fucking Pushy is talking to her about like, yeah, Bert has a fatty liver, but it's not from drinking, right? Leanne goes, oh, don't believe that shit. I'm like, the fuck? She goes, he tells you what he wants you to hear. And I'm like, yeah. First of all, I didn't know she knew that.
Yeah.
I thought she was like, bought my fucking hook, line, and sinker. No, I barely drank in August. And by the way, if I go to that.
But like, let's really break that down.
Okay. I drank probably every Friday, every Saturday. and probably all Sundays but one. So I drank 12 days in August.
No weekdays.
No. Well, a couple. A couple.
None.
Like two, maybe two. Maybe, okay, I probably drank maybe tops 15 times.
You think there's zero part of the fatty liver thing is alcohol? Zero.
I don't know. I got another read test on my liver in December. So we're going to find out. I'm thinking about not drinking until November 23rd.
You really going to do that?
I'm thinking about it. I'll tell you the only part, though, is I'm not sleeping on the bus. And if I drink, I sleep like a fucking dead man.
Sounds like a solution.
Huh. I wish I could take Xanax right now. That's the one drug I really miss.
Xanax is
just sleeping, because our Whoops guy got me so anxious about my sleep. Like, I literally wake up, look at my... We'll talk about this when we do our Whoop ad later. But I like, my sleep has been shit. I didn't sleep at all last night.
I slept so great.
Dude, I slept...
I went on a crazy hike, though.
For real?
Yeah.
How far?
I don't know the distance, but I hit...
By yourself?
Yeah, I hit almost 20 on the strain.
What?
Like, over 19, yeah.
On the hot... It was a, like, fucking steep hike.
Very steep and long.
Wait, where do you hike at? Out by your house?
Yeah, I went up to a hill, but then I ended up
Whitney's house.
I ended up hiking to another city.
Wait, where did you hike to?
It was past Encino, and then I took a break for a while. Then I hiked back, and then I decided to go towards Calabasas.
So wait, what do you think about when you hike? Because I just took a hike today, and I was cognizant of what I was thinking about.
That's interesting. I think it changes, right? Like, usually it's like what's on your mind right at the moment is the first part of it, but then it drifts into all kinds of things. Like, you get into like creative thoughts, then you get into life stuff, right? Then like, do you think about relationships, dynamics with people, family, friends? Then you think about things you want to do, both career-wise, personal. So they all kind of, it's really good for that stuff.
I was thinking about scarcity today.
About what?
Scarcity. People that live with scarcity in their life. I've never really lived with scarcity. We've talked about this before because I think we're both very lucky at the places we are in our career. And you always have this thought of like, what if it all goes away?
Yeah.
And I think it's so funny. I've always thought that at every juncture of my career.
Right.
What if it all goes away? And then like even like, and I think there are people that are cognizant. I think that's a healthy view to have. But if you live with scarcity where you're like scrambling and you're like, I need that. That's mine. Like, you know,
no,
I think that's so fucking unhealthy.
I think you're right.
Yeah. I was thinking about scarcity
that
today.
Panic is like hike. That. It's a panic. It's a famine mentality.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're saying scarcity. Like
scarcity.
It's a place you buy Halloween stuff. You know?
No, I do that with scarcity.
Yeah.
Scarcity. I say cement.
Why do you say cement?
I don't know. What do you say?
What do you call the school that is from second grade through fifth grade or first through fifth?
Elementary.
Yeah, we say it the same way.
How do you?
I say elementary, but Josh says elementary. It's the only thing I really don't like about him.
I say. What do you call it when a person rubs your body until you until you come? No, rubs your body. The person that rubs your body.
Massage therapist? Oh,
yeah. Massage.
You say massage?
I say massage.
Wait, massage?
Massage.
Your lips purse out. It's really.
I saw this guy massage. In line.
Say it again.
Massage.
Massage.
I saw this guy in line at security.
You can't just
today.
Say massage?
No, massage.
Massage.
I saw this guy in line at security today. You know when you're like just half out of it? This is what he did with his lips, okay? He did it. I saw him do it, and it seemed so odd to me. I didn't realize he was looking at me, and I redid it to him. Like he...
That's so weird.
So the line, just to put this in perspective, right? It's a security line in Indianapolis, and he is here in this... And he's going to walk this way, and this portion is the people he recognized... And then behind those people is me. So he hugged them over their shoulder and did this look with his face. And then I saw it looking at me and I did it to him. And he saw me do it to him and went, I'm going to do it good.
So wait, set it up again. You're waiting in a line?
I'm waiting in line, security line, okay? So just to put this in perspective, this is the guy, this is the couple he's recognizing, and this is me. Okay. Uh-huh, uh-huh. It's a man and woman. This, by the way, this gets even creepier because he's walking, right? And he sees them and his lip does this. I hope to God I can do it right. Okay. His lip does this. Right? Hey, you guys, what are you doing here? Now I start going like that back to him and they go, we're going to ... And he goes, oh, work or pleasure? And then this guy goes, pleasure. I started going, what a fucking weird
thing to say.
Pleasure. Lots of it.
Yeah. Ugh.
You guys. And then, but he hugged them over their shoulders. And I saw his lip and I just immediately went, do you know how you do that too when you write a joke, you'll go like this.
Oh, I talk to myself.
Yeah.
Constantly.
I will do
that.
Do
you talk to yourself?
Oh, hardcore.
Yeah.
Georgia and Isla will be like, hey, stop writing material. Just talk to us. And I'm like, what? Huh? What? Am I doing it?
Dude, in the car though, I have to look like a complete fucking maniac. Oh. I drive around like.
Oh, like you put me in an Uber?
Yeah.
And I'm in the back going, shit my pants. I was like, you're not going to tell me. I can beat any Asian in a foot race.
Yeah. Do you ever... Do you ever?
It's a joke I'm working on so fucking hard.
Really?
That I cannot crack the code on.
Do you ever have the thing where you do confrontations that you want to have in real life, but driving and you're like, no, it's fucking bullshit. All right.
Yeah.
You're not going to. And then you see yourself and you're like, oh boy. You drive. No, I got to tell you, it's just not going to work out. God. I have that all the time.
We need a story on that. I've done it, fought with Leanne. With her in bed with me,
yeah,
and I'm fighting in bed with her, but she doesn't know it, and I'm doing it silently, and then she's picked up on the conversation that I'm having and going, wait, are you talking to me in your head? I'm like, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you think if you, speaking of Leanne, do you think if you make out with someone, it's considered cheating?
Is there a camera in front of us?
No.
No. Here's a question. Do I think it's cheating? Yes. Would I tell her about it? No.
What would she do if she found out? She'd be really mad?
I don't think she'd be... I think she'd be like, what? Like, I think she'd be like more confused.
What if you smelled someone's armpit?
Oh, hold on. Let's get back to this. So let's set the scenario up for me so I can define if it's cheating or not.
Okay. You finished the show.
Okay. All right. Hey, thank you.
Yeah. Good night. You're backstage, and they're like, hey, we have some people that want to say hi. And you're like, okay. Hey. And you meet a group of them, and one of them's a attractive woman, and she's like really, you know, like social and fun, and you're like laughing, having a good time with everyone. And then they all leave. You start having a few drinks. When you're walking out the back to go back to the bus, you see her again. She's like, hey, I just met you a little while ago. Yeah. And she's like, oh my God, can I see the bus?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. So you go in the bus and you're showing her around.
Do you want something to drink?
Yeah, let me get something to drink. And you're not having more drinks. Now it's two or three drinks.
And it's just me and her. And I'm like, we should probably meet up with everyone. And she's like, wait.
Yeah, wait. But like everyone's at that bar. It's so crowded there. You can't even hear somebody talk. She just keeps talking to you, right? And then you're showing her around and she's like, oh man, like how does this thing work? And she starts pressing buttons and making sure that she puts music on.
The lights go out,
but music's on.
Oh, that's right? The lights. Actually, you're closing the door. Uh-oh.
And she just leans over and she kisses you. You start making out. And then she's like, oh my God, that was crazy. Let's go to that bar now. So that's what happened.
That's not cheating.
That's not?
No, because I would bookend it with, I can't do this. I'm married.
So
I'm out.
You're out.
It's like the same as if you have a piece of shit car and you see someone about to hit you and you're like, just take the charge, get the fucking insurance money.
So, but you're not telling that story to Leanne.
I'm telling Leanne. Oh my God, some girl kissed me tonight.
Can we tell her?
No.
Oh.
She'll hear this.
Oh.
You know, I would, if a girl kissed me, I would be like, I would definitely bookend it with, I can't do this, I'm married. There you go. And then you're out. You can kiss her a little bit back and be like, whoa. What did you just do to me?
Right.
You did that to me.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. you get a little bit.
Yeah. It's like if I'm going to fucking.
And like, if, let's say she takes your hand and puts it between her legs. You get a little feel, and then you're go, like, hey, 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 what are you doing with my hand?
Right? Go, well, what are you doing to me? What are you doing to me? Ow, ow, that hurts my fingers.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I wish, I really wish I could be the guy that cheated on my wife. I would love that. I can't, I'm not that guy.
I know.
I'm such a fucking, I'm like, I've said no, my bus driver is so fucking funny.
You keep saying this.
He makes me laugh so fucking hard.
What? Say
I want to tell you the story, but I'm afraid, like, he just, one day where he's driving the bus, and he's like, Bert, can I
is
tell
this,
you?
Is this Sebastian? Is he the driver?
Yeah, he's Italian. Bert, mamma mia. He's like,
people love your impressions, Les.
He goes, can I tell you why you're a man of fortune? And I said, why? And he goes, because you say no to all that pussy. I go, really, Ron? And he was like, oh, yeah. I already said his name. I can't tell you the rest of the story.
Oh, great.
Oh, it's so good. He makes me laugh so fucking hard. We went to the New Era store.
Yeah.
And both me and him are hat guys. And yeah. We were like kids in candy stores. Andrew got one hat. Shane Torres got one hat. Me and Ron both bought seven.
Jesus.
Like, we couldn't stop. And then they designed a bunch. They got a Two Bears, One Cave, Two Bears, One Cave hat coming to us.
That's
they
awesome.
Got your, they, got, they should have enough sizes for all of us.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then you got to go to the New Era store when you go to Buffalo.
I definitely will. Yeah. So what if you fucked a whore? Is that cheating?
Yeah. That's a whore. Wait, a whore?
Yeah.
You know, it's so funny. It's definitely cheating. But like I said to Dr. Drew once, I said, you know, if I had a month to live, I'd have to tell Leanne, listen, I'm going to go run through all the pussy that I've wanted to fuck. Like, and then Drew's like, yeah, but then Drew, that okay, I didn't hear what I said. I didn't hear what I said.
It's just such a beautiful way to go out.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, I have a list of porn stars that I was like, live. That I'm like, I would like, and then Drew goes, so what you're saying is that there are women you want to have sex with. You know, the way you ever hang out with Drew and he really takes the fun out of something. He's like, so you're telling me you want to have sex with other women? And I go, no, I'm just saying if I had a month to live. And he goes, yeah, but you may have a month to live. Like, why wouldn't you just do it? And I go, because I'm not going to cheat on my wife. And he goes, but if you had a month to live, you'd rather fuck other women than spend time with your wife? I'm like, why can't you just play around? Like,
yeah.
Jesus Christ, take the doctor down sometimes and just be Drew. And yeah. So, but there are definitely porn stars that I look at and I go, man, I don't know. Like, if you know how porn stars have that thing with like turning a corner on you,
yeah,
and all of a sudden you're like, whoa, what the fuck have you done? Like, because it's their job to be sexual.
Yeah,
there's porn stars where I'd be like, I don't know if I can
say no.
I would say no, but man,
do you have a favorite, like a top two or three?
Yeah,
who are they?
There's one girl that I was like, I was so in love with, not in love with that, but like I just dug her. I followed her Instagram or her Snapchat or something. I can't remember her name.
Come on.
I don't remember her name. I'm being dead serious.
Describe her.
I tell you her name. She's a DJ. She makes jewelry. She's got blonde hair. She's got small tits and a big bush. Anybody? Oh, yeah, yeah. Type that in. DJ, jewelry, porn star, small tits. By the way, what if it comes up? Oh my God, it's Jesse Andrews. It's Jesse Andrews. Oh my God, go back. It's Jesse Andrews. Holy shit. Holy shit. Holy shit, Tom. Holy shit, it's Jesse Andrews.
Okay.
Holy shit.
All right.
You typed in DJ porn star jewelry small tits. It's Jesse Andrews. Shut the fuck up. Oh my God, that is, let's try this one. I'm going to describe a porn star. Type it in.
You're really into her.
Dude, I ended up being a fan of hers.
Wait, I don't even, which one is she?
She's, go to her fucking page. Go to her page. Go to her Instagram page.
Yeah, type in Jesse Andrews now.
Oh my God, that is exactly who it is. That's so fucking funny. She's beautiful. She's gorgeous.
This is her here?
Yeah. I think that's her. That doesn't look like her. Oh, that's her.
That's her?
Yeah.
And she's a porn star?
Yeah, she was for like a minute. And then she started designing jewelry and modeling and being a DJ.
All right.
But it was, you know what it was? This is going to sound really crazy, but it's the same way social media allows you to get involved with someone's life. I was watching her transition out of porn star into being a DJ, and I was rooting for her. So in a weird way, I was like rooting for her to succeed. I still, like, she'd post nudes every now and then. I'd be like, fucking sweet. She's got a great body, and she's like totally natural. And it was like, I was rooting for her.
Can you pull up like some of her other work?
Yeah, pull up some of her porn. Pretty aggressive blowjob this girl gives.
Really?
Yeah.
Like Leanne?
No. Leanne gives a blowjob like she's afraid the SVU unit's going to come in and check out. There's no evidence around. Everything's fucking tidy.
Okay.
This girl leaves evidence. She's like a... Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, do the one where her mascara's all over the place.
Oh, a lot of lesbian stuff here?
A lot of lesbian. I think she's a lesbian now.
Okay.
That's so funny. You typed in small tits DJ.
Isn't there one that looks like she's suffering? Can you go back? See, go to the far right, and she's bent over there. See the face bent over? Looks like she's like, that one. Is that?
Oh, yeah, that does. It looks like she's taking a shit. Yeah, can you click on the fucking, we're not going to just watch the thumbnail. Look at the size of that guy's dick.
Oh, no, she's happy. Never mind.
Oh, she's happy.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and barmates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplish something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders.
Balloonists.
Bobsledders.
And big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fellow the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app.
Or wherever you get your podcast.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer a peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. The thing about buying jewelry is you really don't know what you're getting into. You don't know what you're looking at often. And the great thing about working with Blue Nile is you have somebody who is a true expert that can help guide you along the way so you don't feel lost, so you know what these diamond grades are, you know you're getting real value. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you don't, they offer 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
You got to go to her earlier work.
Oh, wait. That one right there. Yeah, yeah. Left, left, left. There.
She doesn't do a lot of stuff with dudes.
Yeah, yeah. Love Hurts is a good scene, I'm sure. There's
Jesse
my guy.
The lost girl.
All right. What happens? There you go. Yep. He's a... Yeah. That's her, huh?
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at that eye contact.
I know. Jesus Christ.
She looks like, I can't believe I'm really shooting this thing. Yeah.
Yeah, she's pretty sexy. But she look at all natural, all natural.
Yeah.
She's represented by, there's a guy who represents all these girls.
Yep.
What's his name? He's like a porn... like agent. He's like the porn agent. They all
see the one that's
agent.
Right now. There's a guy that has a beard, kind of looks like us. And every post is him with like 10 chicks in bikini. You know what I'm talking about?
Do you know what porn?
You guys know what I'm talking about? Josh? What is it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Is
no.
That
who no. Lansky? Okay. Type in Lansky. I like her. I like, I'm a big fan of Christy Mack. So is Ron, my tour bus driver.
Christy Mack?
We talk about Christy Mack a lot.
She's super hot.
She is fucking gorgeous. She is gorgeous, and her body is like almost
Greg Lansky.
Bizarre.
Greg. Yeah.
Like her, she's got abs, but a big ass, and yeah. then small thighs. Like, I mean, Ron and I spend a great deal of time talking. She was in Pittsburgh this weekend.
You got spent a lot of time talking
about
her?
We've talked about her a great deal. Yeah. Because she was in Pittsburgh, and we were going to Pittsburgh. She was there the day before, and Ron's like, yo, hit up. He keeps calling her Tina Mack. Her name's, I guess her name's Christina.
Oh.
And he knows her. He's like, yeah. Hit up Tina. Tell him we're running through. Tell him we'll give her a ride back to L.A. I'll drive back to L.A.
He's going
to
drive her across the country.
Ron's the best.
Christy Mack, huh? So is that your other one?
And then Owen Gray.
Owen
Gray might be.
Is that a guy?
He might be the best porn star out there.
Really?
Dude, Owen Gray is. I watched a porn. I got stuck in
what
a porn.
What the fuck? This is on your list?
Dude, watch Owen Gray fuck. He is impressive. Like,
really?
Legit. First of all, you spend half the porn reading his tattoos. His tattoos are awesome. Are they not? Look at that tattoo. And then this guy fucks so impressively. And I.
Yeah.
He's all got right. a hog on him. And I was talking about him on my podcast. And I go, yeah, he's probably like some little guy with his dick only looks big because it's little. And then he hit me up privately on Twitter. And he goes, I'm 6'3". I was like, oh, that's a fucking big. Look at him fuck.
Yeah.
He's amazing. Look at her. I think she's really enjoying it.
She seems like it.
I spend so much time reading his tattoos.
Yeah, really?
Look at his leg. There are letters that go into black.
Now I see. This fits in with your like pimple popping shit. You're like, I love reading the artwork on his body.
Dude, I'm not even watching him fuck. I'm looking at his arm tattoo and his new back tattoo. Shout out to Owen Gray.
His new back? This is new?
A new back tattoo. I'm a fan. Dude, every porn he does, and by the way, this is anyone, look at his dick. That is a 6'3" man.
That's a big dick, dude.
That's a big dick.
Yeah, that doesn't look anything like my dick, I'll tell you that.
That looks nothing like my dick.
Yeah, especially how she's gagging halfway down.
Holy shit. You think we'll get...
What's her name? Kiara Cole? Yep.
I mean, that doesn't even look real.
Isn't she an R&B singer?
Look at his tattoos.
Jesus, man. He is totally covered.
I know, right?
Yeah. He's like, get that fucking pillow out of there.
Oh, I thought he was going to suffocate her with a pillow. Do you think smacking the ass on someone does anything?
Someone, yeah. Yeah, on somebody. Somebody likes it. I don't think it really does something for her, but... Do you think he's just, like, Do you think anything excites him anymore?
No, I think he's dead inside.
Yeah.
I mean, do you realize...
You realize right now he's like, I'm losing my heart on...
I don't know.
You got to do something.
Look at his leg.
Yeah, what's
it's
that,
like,
all
it
letters?
It goes black to letters.
Whoa.
That's an angle.
That is quite an angle.
You know,
angle.
He directs these too, I think.
He does?
Yeah. He's a pretty impressive guy.
Yeah.
Look at his leg. I get obsessed with his leg tattoo.
Okay. Oh, thanks. What is going on there? The alphabet? What
yes,
the fuck
the
is that?
The alphabet spills into darkness. I'm sure there's something esoteric. I bet he reads. He's the only porn star I bet that reads.
Hmm.
I love when you go into porn stars' lives and you go, I'm always afraid I'm going to run into a porn star. Like Christy Mack was just in Bali. And I was like, what if I ran into Christy Mack in Bali? I know for a fact that anytime I've recognized a famous person, I'm always like, hey.
Yeah.
And then immediately my wife would be like, how do you guys know each other? And I'd be like, she's an artist.
Keep going.
Yeah. I could watch porn all day long.
Yeah.
I'm not in love with her tattoo. Look
this
at this guy.
This is a pretty long fucking scene, it feels like. How
this
long
guy,
is this?
This guy.
Really? Oh, I guess we've just been watching it for a while. Oh, all right.
He's missing. There you go. Bullseye.
Let's go. Let's get to the part that Josh doesn't like.
Wait, what's the part?
Come
when they say goodbye.
No, he doesn't like jizz.
You don't like Josh doesn't like jizz?
Uh-uh. He Why likes not? Lesbian porn.
What are you in eighth grade?
Oh, they cut it. Oh.
Because you want to
get
see
you,
the,
okay.
the yeah. cum shot.
Well, he's really good at his job.
He's Owen Gray's a fucking gangster.
Yeah, yeah, solid, man.
If you think, okay, ready?
All 6 foot three, don't you fucking forget it.
Top five comedians you'd like to see fuck. Just guys. Can't pick girls, obviously, because we don't lose. I don't even know who he'd answer.
I mean,
I told Whitney Cummings that she should direct a porn star with Owen Gray and her doll, and she should direct it.
I don't think she wants to do that.
She doesn't, and I don't know why. Because I think it would be, if she's the director, right?
Yeah.
She's a director. She could direct it beautifully and do a video where her doll lost her virginity.
Do you think this is of any interest to Whitney, though?
I don't know. Can I tell you? I want to take the idea, and I want to make a sex doll of me and have it fuck all the porn stars that I'm attracted to, but then do shots where it cuts to my face, and I'm like, oh, yeah. And then it cuts to the doll. Who are you calling?
Whitney.
Yeah, call Whitney. See if she wants to give out her her.
Oh, number. Yeah.
Do you think she'll answer?
I don't know. Hey. Yeah, her phone shut off. Oh. Or she blocked me.
She started a podcast, and she was like, oh, you want to be on my podcast? And I was like, of course, obviously. She's like, what day can you do? I was like, I don't know. I could do like November 1st, 2nd. She goes, I have Dave Grohl then. I'm like, how the fuck do you start a podcast with Dave Grohl? You realize we all want Dave Grohl. Like, how the fuck did you get him so quickly? You haven't even done a podcast yet.
I bet she's going to have an incredible list of guests.
Can I tell you? I bet this podcast changes Whitney's life. I bet it turns her into like I bet she takes the direction Joe went with like supplements and like the podcast studio and taking it and like having a compound and bow hunting. I bet she takes it to Oprah levels. I'm not even fucking joking. Whitney does nothing half-ass. Nothing. Yeah. I guarantee you she takes it. I guarantee you she has a beauty line. She has a clothing line within a year, over under within a year.
Yeah.
I bet she starts her podcaster with advertisers.
Probably true.
She's got Dave Grohl on her first fucking episode.
First
one? By the
one?
Way, I don't know if I'm allowed to tell everyone that. Can you bleep his name out? By the way, I think she might want to reveal who she has on her podcast. Can you guys check with Whitney as so I'm not just blowing her load?
Can you try calling her?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ.
What happened?
Nothing.
That doesn't sound like nothing. What's wrong?
I need to start saying no to people. You know, I need a new phone number is what I need. Because I just extend myself way too much to people.
Yeah.
I ran into some guy and he was like, we should hang out. And I was like, yeah, definitely. And he was like, you want to play golf? I was like, sure. And then he just texted me, hey, man, I got us a room at the Four Seasons.
Why'd he get you a room?
I have no fucking idea. And I'm spending the weekend with someone in a fucking room.
Who does this?
I have no idea. And I have such problems with confrontation that I can't say no. I just go, sure, I guess we'll just stay in a room.
All right, hold on a second.
Wait, hold on one second. Let's call Whitney. And then I got to tell you about the time I drove Vermont with a guy. I drove to Vermont with a guy and spent a weekend with a...
Hello.
Hey, we're talking.
Hey, why didn't you answer my call?
Tom with Tom. We're doing a podcast.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Hey, I was talking about your podcast, and I mentioned a name you texted me, and we can bleep it out because we haven't aired this yet. But I was like, how the fuck did she get Dave Grohl? We'll bleep it out again if you don't want anyone to know.
No, it's okay.
Okay, I mean, yeah.
If he cancels, I'll look stupid.
How the fuck do you get Dave Grohl to start off with, Whitney?
I asked him.
How do you know Dave Grohl?
I think just from, how did I meet Dave Grohl? He's from D.C., and I'm from D.C. We have, like, a D.C. connection.
Yeah, Jimmy Buffett's from Florida. I don't even have the guy's fucking phone number. Hey, Whitney, Tom and I are saying over under a year before you turn this podcast into your own Oprah network where you have a clothing line and a beauty line. What do you think, over under?
I think the over under is I'm going to be... Tom's assistant.
Oh, Jesus, do you realize what you'd do for? You know what I kept saying to Whitney? I was like, you know, if this was the 1930s, your husband would be so successful.
Whitney. Tom wants to talk to you. Whitney, first of all, I just called you and it went straight to voicemail, so I'm a little hurt. But I want to ask you.
I'm on Highland.
Bert has this idea that I was like, oh, I'll just tell you what Bert, and I want you to react just genuinely. He wants to know if you have any interest in directing a porn star to fuck the robot doll of you.
How much does it pay?
Oh, no, no. This is like...
It's a promo for your special.
It's a promo for you. You hire this very impressive porn guy.
Owen Gray. I can get him for you. He's tall, Whitney.
He's tall, and he's a really good...
They can't ejaculate in it. It's very expensive. Is there a way to get a guy to not ejaculate?
Oh, yeah. He's got complete control. He'll do whatever you want.
He'd have to come on it, not in it, because it's not a removable vagina.
There you go. Do you think this is a good promo idea? Do you want to do this?
Who is it to promote Bert's fucking tour?
No.
Oh yeah.
Is it Tom's fucking bus?
It's he thinks it's a good idea for you to do for you. You know what I mean?
Oh, I don't know. I feel like people are kind of bored of the robot, but no one's seen anyone fuck the robot. Would I have to pixelate it out?
Whitney, you turn this into your sex tape. You take cutaways of your face.
Oh, that's smart as shit, actually.
Oh,
shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God. Now he's gloating.
Now you're a genius. Right. Every time people underestimate Bert, I gotta tell you.
Yes, he is. I will say this. He is the best at marketing of anybody doing this. And
yeah, it's pretty genius.
It is crazy. So now you get to say there's a Whitney sex tape. People are like, what the fuck? And then they go on, and there's this porn guy, and they're like, oh, shit, I know that guy. And then he's sitting there, and he's plugging this fucking doll that looks like you. And then it's going like, I wish you could perform harder, or whatever it does.
But we need to give my robot a pop belly, like Bert, because that's what's making money now.
That's true.
Her problem. She's too skinny. No one cares.
You can use me as a body double.
There you go. Then you can have the guy fuck Bert for a while.
Yeah. We just turned this into a gay porn. Whitney, will you drag my first gay porn?
We'll have the porn star fuck his belly button.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, that's so creepy.
It's a great idea, actually. I'll let you.
All right.
Who is this porn star? What's his name?
Owen Gray. You should Google him. He is fucking impressive.
Owen Gray. Is that the one with the birthmark on a stick?
No. No, but we learned something. Google porn star birthmark dick. You know that we did this and they came up. It comes up exactly with who you're talking about. That's so crazy.
There's a guy that has a birthmark on his dick and it's very distracting. I also wonder if that's his thing. Like, is that why he had to overcompensate?
No.
Become a porn star?
This guy has, tell her he's all tatted up.
This guy's got covered in tattoos. His calf is black. And then it comes out from black into letters that run up his thigh. He's got a tree on one arm. The other arm's like, it's just insane.
So would he let me tattoo my tour dates on him for the sex tape?
See, this
I'm trying
is,
to think like you. I'm trying to think
this
like
is
you now.
So smart, Whitney. Yes. That is fucking genius. Oh, I might get that tattoo.
That we put our tour dates on his body.
What's the name of your podcast? Do you know the name yet? Hello?
You lost her.
It's a really dramatic pause.
No, you lost her.
Whitney?
Is your beer fridge feeling a little empty? DoorDash is your door to beer without the run. Whatever drink you're in the mood for, they've got you. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code BEARS24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. I mean, there's like sometimes you just don't want to leave. That's me. Once we're at a spot and we're hanging out, I just don't want to leave. And now you don't have to. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25%, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code BEARS24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What were we talking about right before this?
What were we talking about right before this?
I was about to tell you about the time I. Oh, fucking. What was I saying right before this? Where I go, let me tell you about the time I dot, dot, dot.
Something like about a well and a Jewish girl or something.
No, what was I fucking saying?
I don't know.
God damn it.
I just remember talking to. You were all on the fucking Owen guy.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm off him. Isn't that crazy that we just typed in jewelry, DJ, small tits,
yeah,
porn star, and she came
but
up?
But with the birthmark dick.
Birthmark dick didn't come up. I guess there's a lot of birthmark dick porn stars.
Yeah.
Because think about all the amount of gay porn that's shot. I bet there's tons of birthmark dicks.
Probably.
Yeah. And I bet there's a lot of probably burn marks on dicks that they're like, oh, it's a birthmark.
Burn marks?
Yeah, like from like burning off warts or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think of what percentage of porn stars do you think? No. What percentage of porn? I mean, no. I didn't mean to like shame anyone with an STD.
Yeah.
No. I've had an STD though.
What'd you have?
The clap. I only had sex with two girls. I got it from her.
How old were you?
She got it from horseback riding. It was crazy.
How old were you?
I think that's a Seinfeld joke.
Do you take your shirt off because you're excited?
I get excited.
Because when you got compliment, she was like, that's a great idea. You got like really.
I lost my shit. Yeah. I was 22. I was 22. It was right back when I got back from Russia.
And so on campus or what?
Yeah, it was on campus. I went to the doctor and they were like, hey, you got clap. I was like, no, you might want to test it. He goes, you don't want to test it. Just trust me.
What do you take? Pills?
Pills. And then
clears right up?
Yeah, clears right up.
Didn't you have gonorrhea too?
No, same.
Oh, that is.
I think chlamydia is the clap.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, I don't know. I actually really don't know what I had, to be dead honest with you.
Wait a minute,
I know. But you know how you tell a story and then everything kind of folds into like whatever comes out of your mouth easiest?
Do you know what? I know somebody who a doctor didn't diagnose them correctly. And he went to the doctor and they were like, oh, that's nothing. He was like, oh, because it's. I thought it looked like it was like in the genital area. He was like, no, they're just, you have moles, man. Like people have moles. And he was like, oh, okay. And then at a certain point he was like, can I get the like one or two removed, you know? And they were like, yeah, sure. Got them removed. After a while they came back and he was like, moles don't like usually do that. So we went back and the doctor was like, that's weird. But yeah, no, they're not that. Like the same doctor was like, it's not an STD.
For real?
Yeah. And he
Who's
went.
The guy?
I can't say who. But then he said.
Just say his name and we'll cut it out.
No, but then he. So he finally goes to another doctor. This is after like a decade. So yeah. It's been a long time. And another doctor was like, you have warts. These are genital warts. He's like, what? And he's like, you have genital warts. It's not that uncommon. He's like, these are moles. He's like, those aren't moles.
No one has freckles on their dick.
But here's the thing. This guy's married, and his wife is like immune to whatever he has. She doesn't get
it. Oh, because she got the HPV shot?
Mm-mm. It's just her own, you know.
Some people get HPV. I think HPV is warts in general. If you get warts, I think you're prone to genital warts.
Don't know anything about
I get warts, but I don't have genital warts. But I've got warts my whole life.
Where?
My fingers and my elbows.
Really?
And my toes. I had one on my toe.
Ugh.
I had it when I was a kid. I used to love picking out a seed wart. Oh.
Okay. Every time you talk.
I love seed warts.
Yeah. Let's see if Drew will answer.
No. Oh, we don't need to call Whitney back, right?
We should call her back, but let's see what he says about
this. What was I just saying right before the break? I was like, right before we went to that thing, I wanted to tell you such a good story.
Off mic, it was like, Asians, they never shut up, and they're all like...
Who are you calling?
Drew.
About what?
Just about dick stuff.
I wonder, ask him what you get more, is more common, chlamydia or gonorrhea? I think gonorrhea is like a tough one to get. You got to be like, trench warfare or something.
Hi, I'm sorry I'm not available.
He's so professional. Hi, I'm sorry I'm not available at this moment.
If this is an emergency, please call 911 AA.
He really wants you to read that book.
Oh. Yeah, fucking never reading that.
No?
No, I'm an anomaly, bro. I'm not with, like, the problem with my brain is the thing that I got also is the thing that all addicts have, where you're like, I'm stronger than that. I can beat it.
Yeah.
Where like, I definitely am like, I'm never going to fucking quit drinking because I always want to be able to have a drink.
Yeah, you told me this.
So I'm going to transition into edible marijuana.
You know what I want to try?
What?
Fentanyl.
Dude, we tried those Dilaudid pills. There's like basically heroin. I couldn't even feel it.
That's a good sign.
I think I can't feel like pain pills. Like I don't feel pain pills. Like I don't. They don't.
You should try getting more of them.
No, but yeah. I've had them. They don't get me high.
Really?
Yeah.
This is cool.
I have an emergency Xanax in here.
Oh, really? Yeah. Like if you have a panic attack?
Yeah.
Let's try to get there today.
Dude, I was there on the plane today.
Really?
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. Flying this month as sober as much as I have, and I've been flying every week.
You look good there.
Thank you.
You look kind of scared.
It was because the Russian guy in front of me, they would go 1, 2, 3, and they go cheese, and he'd go hey, like he'd like pop
so
a smile.
Wait, so you're imitating him
and
again? So,
and I was, and I went after him, and they did it, and we were laughing at him, but not like mean, but yeah. Like everyone was laughing. They're like, no, sir, sir, you just keep your face normal, and I speak a little Russian, so I was trying to tell him like to stop, and he was like, huh? And he was, they were like, Adin, dva, whatever. I don't forget how to say it, count to three. But he was like, but he kept going, hey, when they'd click it. And so then they go, all right, now, sir, you, 1, 2, 3. And I went, hey.
You look scared.
I do look scared.
Yeah.
I look skinny, though.
How long ago is that?
This was a while ago. This was when Georgia was in preschool.
You can tell by the expiration.
I was back when I was friends with Billy Crudup.
Oh, yeah. This expires in 2 years. So this is 8 years old, probably, right?
Wow. For real?
Yeah.
Dude,
aren't they 10-year windows on these?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe 15.
No, not 15.
I think that one's 20.
It says you're 225.
By the way, that's back when I never weighed myself. So
I used to think that 225 was a desirable weight.
I used to?
Yeah, I used to think that like, you're like, as an adult, you should want to weigh 225.
I was like, if I could just get to 220 for my special, 215... Can I tell you how I thought about Sober October? I was like, if I can get to 212, then 205, I can diet myself and get myself sick there. Like, eat something poisonous. Throw myself up to 205. I wish I could remember the fucking story I wanted to tell you.
Yeah.
It was so fucking... It was such a good story.
Hmm.
It was about a girl, maybe? What were we talking about anyway?
We call the right Ann?
What?
We call the Ann?
No.
Why?
Why? What are we going to call her for? So we can get in trouble?
Let's review the BJ. Let's talk about these scenarios.
Yeah. Yeah. No. We're not going to. Let her watch it on her own like she has to. So do you think pushing Leanne's podcast is now over forever, right?
I think they're going to keep doing it.
Ugh. Can you financially pull the plug on that? I'm fucking done. I'm done with my wife talking.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, Bert is kind of the worst.
She's fucking calling me a misogynist every chance she gets. I'm like, whoa, steer into the fucking skid, bitch. Fucking, the fuck are you doing there, Tanya Harding?
Yeah, and then she's always like, what a nightmare. She's like, he leaves shit on the ground. He comes home, he just walks out. He don't ask how anyone's doing, ask if we need help. He just leaves for the day.
The other day, she goes, I said something about sober sex, and she goes, you are so much more attentive sober. And I said, what do you mean? She goes, well, sometimes, by the way, she said this, Tom, and I didn't even know this was a thing. She goes, sometimes when you're drunk and we'll kiss, like I'll try to lead you in a direction of how I want to kiss and you won't listen to me. And I'm like, what do you mean listen to you? She's like, you know, like when we'll start kissing, like I'll be like, oh, let's kiss like this. And you just do it your way. And I was like, Tom, I didn't know she was doing that at all for our whole marriage.
Wait, what?
She would like, we would start kissing and then she would want to like lead and kiss a certain way
and you would be like,
and I would read her body and kiss that way.
Uh-huh.
I've never once in my life read her kiss ever. Like, I've never once... Have you ever read Push's Kiss? Like, where she goes, I want to kiss like this. And you go, I just have one way to kiss. It's like, ow, 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 ow. Like, tongue in the mouth. Like, fucking lick the teeth.
But I'm trying to understand where this... Like, she's saying that, like, as you're
We can call her.
Yeah, I want to understand.
By the way, she's going to be in the car with Georgia, I bet.
What do you want?
Who is this?
Kyla.
Oh.
Hi. Oh.
Never mind. Jesus Christ. Thank God I almost asked Isla.
Yeah. Hi, Isla.
Hey, Isla. I'm with Tommy. We're doing a podcast. Are you with Mom?
Kind of. I'm being haunted.
What?
I'm being haunted.
Okay. All right. I love you. I'll see you a little bit, okay?
Okay. Love you.
Bye. I love you, too. I'm not going to get a straight answer with the kids around.
Yeah. She sounded kind of sad.
Who, Isla?
Yeah, for you.
Yeah. Oh, she fucking loves me today. Yeah. I did a 6-mile run, and on the run, I ran to her school. 888 calories, still got a fucking 9. I can't get my heart rate up because of my blood pressure medicine.
Oh.
My heart rate will not get past 135. I cannot get it past 1. I'm at full fucking sprint on the spin bike.
Are you
and
serious?
My heart rate's at 135.
That's how that medication works?
Yeah. And I think it's so you don't have a stroke. And I think that's how they do it, is they lower your blood pressure to a place where you just fucking your heart doesn't do anything.
Well, this says your max heart rate's 186.
That's for real?
Yeah.
Here, I'll show you my workout today. Look at this. Where? Hang on. How do I get to whoop? Where's my average heart rate?
Okay.
68 is my average heart rate today. How do I show you my heart rate for the day?
I don't know. Your HRV is terrible today.
Everything's terrible. I can't fucking goddamn it whoop. Anyway, my point is not my heart rate. My point is I picked up root beers for me and Isla after the run, and I met her at school with 2 root beers, and she was like, oh. And then Isla's got my brain, sadly, and she's like, let's not use them yet. Let's make root beer floats when we get home. And I was like, in my head, I'm like, do you have any idea how many calories in a root beer float? She's like, Dad, make root beer floats. We'll get special glasses. And I'm like, oh, my God. I feel like a junkie talking to another junkie about, let's wait till we get home to tie off.
Isn't that funny? Because she looks like her mom.
But
totally,
she acts like me.
Acts like you 100%.
100%. Georgia acts like Leanne. She's very measured. Georgia would never have a root beer float.
No?
Georgia's never had anything but water in her life.
I don't understand this
at all.
She's
never had a soda, never had juice.
How is it possible?
She's had milk, maybe.
How is that possible?
I don't know. She's fucking dead inside. She just like, she fucking doesn't want, like, we'll open root beers and Georgia will be like, ugh. She's really? Like, I'll just have a glass of water.
She's never tried a Coke?
She didn't even put ice in her water.
She's never had a Coke?
Never had a Coke.
Never wanted to try a sip of one?
Never, ever wanted, cared to. She's like, this looks gross.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, good for her.
No,
I mean,
it's great. It's so she's super healthy.
She's super healthy. She eats like very like rational. Like she loves apples.
Is that how Leanne eats too?
Oh, yeah. Leanne will have half a piece of toast, one egg. Who the fuck makes one egg? Who makes an egg? Like, just in the chance that you'd want a little more than one, you make 2 eggs.
Right.
And then you leave some on the plate and you throw it away. Who makes one egg and goes, that's it for me. I'm good with one egg and and 3 strawberries and half a piece of toast.
How many eggs do you have when you eat?
4 or 5?
Yeah.
Probably 5. 5 easily. With like a good cup of milk splashed in there so they're all thick.
And then?
Cheese. I put some bacon I put something in there and then hot sauce all over it. I put it in a burrito. If we're going to be real,
yeah.
I'm going to put it in a burrito. I'm going to have a fucking burrito with it. Who wants just eggs?
That's cool.
Yeah.
I love breakfast.
Oh, I love.
Hands down. Christina was like, I feel like you could eat this like breakfast every day forever. And I was like, yeah, I could eat it 3 times a day.
My mouth is watering right now.
Yeah.
Watering. Dude, I
could eat steak all the time.
I could eat steak for every single meal.
Yeah.
I love steak. I just got into pork chops lately.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I started learning how to cook them properly so they're like medium rare.
Are you using a meat thermometer?
Yeah.
That changes everything.
A meat thermometer? I never was a meat thermometer guy. dude, to meet the monitor and you're like, oh, they're done. And you're like, in your head, you're like, they don't seem done, but they are. Oh. Dude, I could eat corned beef hash
yeah.
with three eggs over easy on top of them with ketchup on the side
yeah.
for every fucking meal.
You should do it for a week. Let's do it for a week.
I would love that. If they came out and they're
but
like,
but let's see how sick you feel after a week. If you're like, I've eaten this 20 times this week, you'd feel so sick.
I bet I wouldn't.
Really?
I bet I wouldn't. My mouth's watering right now. I love. Can I tell you, I almost bought McDonald's on the way here.
Yeah.
Because there's a McDonald's on the ride here. And
do
I thought maybe I'll just buy like fucking 30 cheeseburgers and go home with them and go, who wants fucking McDonald's? McDonald's cheeseburgers are so good.
Leanne would be so upset.
So mad. Why would you get 30 cheeseburgers? I go, why the fuck not? Because I'm not going to have one egg. One egg.
Yeah.
That's more than I'll have. Like, that's Leanne. Anytime you make a bowl of pasta, oh, that's too much for me. Take half of that out. You're like, huh?
And she's not hungry ever?
No, she's just, she's fine. I'm good. She came up today. She goes, I lost 5 pounds. I said, how? She goes, I don't know. I was like, ugh.
I remember when we used to go to your house when your girls were young and you would cook. You would always make feasts.
Dude, I make it for a gang of soldiers. Like, I yeah. make food. I don't understand.
Christy, I'm the same way when it comes to like a grocery run. If she's like, oh, there's people coming over. It's like, who's coming over? Like a couple, let's say. I'll be like, great. And I'll come back. And she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, I got 12 bottles of wine. And she's like,
yes,
for us.
Oh, and I got, that's the best.
Yeah. And then, you know, if it was steaks, I'd be like, I bought 8 porterhouses. I got yeah. a couple ribeyes. She's like, why are you doing this? I'm like, I just don't want to come out short. Like, I don't want to be like, oh, I don't have enough for you.
Dude, what I do is I get those big Spencer steaks, the big, like 2-inch thick ones. I get 3 of those. And then I get Chilean sea bass, like 2 big ones. And I basically sear up the Spencers, cook the Chilean sea bass, and then I slice the Spencers,
yeah.
medium rare, fan them out, and then you got sea bass and steak, and everyone takes food home. I don't understand people who just buy...
Just the right amount?
Or someone who orders a pizza and goes, well, we got 5 people, we'll just get 1 pizza? And you go, hold on, I'm sorry, get 5 pizzas. Then we have 5 people, get 5, everyone, ask everyone what they want, and yeah. then we'll all get 1 pizza.
Yeah.
And who the fuck wants... Who doesn't want leftover pizza?
There's nothing worse, by the way, than like, are we eating? And let's say it's pizza, and you go like to get another slice, and they're like, we're out of pizza. And you're like, Jesus Christ. So
yeah.
everyone here gets a slice and a half?
Everyone's getting a slice of pizza? Dude, we went to this burger place in Buffalo, and everyone orders a burger, and I just looked at everyone. It was like a gourmet burger place. Yeah. And I go, okay, for the record, I'm ordering 3 burgers. And they're like, for what? And I go, I'm going to cut a corner out of each and sample them.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you guys can all try them. And then everyone's like... Oh, I wouldn't mind that. And you're like, yeah, that's how you should eat. Everyone get a little bit.
Yeah.
Go Kruskies on it.
I agree. It's the end of the month. November's here. We're both shooting specials in November now. It's the end of October, I should say. Here's what's coming up for me. I will be in Kingston, New York, November 6th. Late Show has some tickets at the Beacon Theater, November 7th in New York. Late Show at the Parks Casino in Bensalem has some tickets November 8th.
How do you know
November
this?
10th, I'm in Syracuse. Then let's see, a few tickets might be available still the 13th in Charlotte. And then I'm shooting in Austin. Thanks everybody coming to the shows.
You're shooting in Austin?
Austin, Texas.
At the Paramount?
Yep. At the ACL, Austin City Limits, the Moody Theater.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm excited, man.
Holy shit.
And then in November, late November, I have Melbourne and Miami. And then December, Late Show in Columbus has a few tickets left. And I'm in Windsor, Ontario also. Go to tomsegura.com/tour for all the tickets. Thanks to everybody in Australia for selling out the tour there. Tickets are available still in Auckland, New Zealand. And
you haven't canceled that yet?
I've not. No, not yet.
Oh, wow. you didn't do that at the last minute then, huh?
You do it like a couple nights before.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Where are you going to be, buddy?
Body Shots World Tour, Cincinnati, Ohio, November 7th. Columbus on the 8th. 2 shows, both of those. 2 shows in Chicago at the Chicago Theater. Fort Wayne, Indiana, Fresno.
Wait, were you just in Columbus?
Yeah, I was. No, I wasn't. Well, I wasn't.
Oh.
Fresno, Reno, Las Vegas, Salt Lake City, Cleveland. I am guessing I've added two shows on Sunday in Cleveland. I haven't, and when we shot this, I hadn't greenlit it, but I think I've already greenlit it. So we've added two shows on Sunday. And by the way, if we haven't, that was awkward. And I've added one-nighters every night. Those will be on my Instagram and on my
Where are you gonna do them?
Community. I'm, I think Dayton. I'm doing one. Doing one at in Indianapolis at Crackers or one of Morty's maybe.
Just plug both clubs.
Yeah, plug both clubs.
Plug rival clubs.
Yeah. I'm doing all.
I'm at one of the two. The Mets, Yankees. I'm playing ball. So.
I'm doing one-nighters all through November at clubs, so come see me. I'm working on this hour, and then we've added those shows November 24th in Cleveland.
Oh, now it's confirmed?
At the Agora, it's confirmed. Okay. It's confirmed. Two shows, Sunday night. Get your tickets, Body Shots World Tour, and then...
We reordered, by the way, I think four times the Thick Boy Nation hoodies, so thanks to Thick Boy Nation. We got the official... Two Bears shirt. We got Two Bears, one hat, one cave hats.
Yep.
And thanks everybody for getting that stuff and for watching here and for downloading, listening, subscribing, rating.
Make sure to use our cell phones to call us. Mine's 323-208-0844. Tom's is 818-25.
No. God, it's 818-275-5526.
God damn it, I'm bad. I'm dyslexic.
All right. All right. Thank you, guys. Thanks, Bert. Love you.
Love you too, brother.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.